This is Peter Narica, and you're listening to Who's Right with Doug and Anthony.
That was Peter Narica. Name of the song's Win or Lose, from his album Throw the Switch to Begin. Yeah. As you recall, we played him last week. I think that we are changing the name of this show to the Peter Narica Show. I'm a fan.
I don't want to cut you off from.
But you will. Go ahead.
I will. But I don't want to cut you off. I just don't want you to say that we're going to change the name to that because I got something better. But go ahead. Back on track.
All right. How about we're just going to change it to the Peter Narica Show, Narica Show, until you come up with a better name.
All right.
All right. So again, I'm going to put all the stuff in the show notes for him.
Yeah.
One of the cool things is him and I have been chatting a little bit this week since the last show, and he has confirmed that he is going to write us a theme song.
All right. That's exciting news right there.
Yeah, I really looking forward to it.
Yes.
I've actually been singing that Rocket Ship song. I caught myself singing it at work today.
You know, that's hilarious because I was too. I think the songs that I've heard of his, that one is my favorite, the Rocket Ship one.
Yeah.
It's catchy. It's catchy. It sticks in your head. I like it.
I like this song here, Win or Lose.
Yeah.
Talking to a guy at work, and you know, he goes and checks out most of the artists that we play.
Yeah.
And he told me that this is by far his favorite.
Oh, really?
Not this, I guess. Peter.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just Narica. Yeah. Narica is his favorite that we've had so far.
Cool. Pretty awesome.
All right, so you said you have a better name for the show. Did you want to do that now or later?
I think that you had a better name for the show. I think too shy to swallow, is that what, is that what you name, or too nervous to swallow?
Yeah, that's too shy to swallow.
Huh?
Too shy to swallow.
Yeah, I love it. This is the Too Shy to Swallow show. I love it. I'm good. This is the Too Shy to Swallow show with Ham and Pickle.
And we are conspiring to argue.
Yes, we are.
Have you went back and listened to any more of their podcasts or Brand X?
No, I have not.
So I'm telling you, go to the, so first with Brand X.
Yeah.
Of course, I've been talking to him quite a bit, one of them. Quite a bit too, and I listened to one of their newest episode today.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I mean, it was funny.
Good.
And
yeah, I'll have to check it out.
I was sitting there as I was listening to it. It kind of dawned on me that it was very reminiscent of the Howard Stern show back when Artie Lang was on there.
Really?
I don't know if you spent a whole lot of time listening to Howard Stern, but
I've never listened to one episode.
Yeah. Just the way those guys, their banner, their flow.
Yeah.
It was good shit.
Hmm.
And they are at war with another podcast. I guess there's this podcast, and I don't know that I want to. I sent you that text that I wanted to weigh in on it.
Yeah.
Because I tried listening to it just to, because they were talking, Brand X was talking about it on their show.
Yeah.
So then
what's the beef? What's going on here?
So you know how the Brand X guys told us that we sound kind of like shit?
Yeah. Yeah. I got that.
You know, they said the content was good, but the sound was subpar.
Yeah.
Well, they said the same thing to these other guys.
Yeah.
And the other guys said something along the lines of they worry more about the content than the quality.
Yeah.
Like you can't have both. But so I went and listened to these guys. Fuck, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. I'm going to As I'm talking here, I'm going to try to find the name.
All right.
It's like the Tom and Jerry show or the...
No, it's not.
Fred and Ethel.
Fred and Ethel.
It's two guys, and I'm not fucking joking when I tell you they sound like they're talking in a goddamn trash can.
Really?
I mean, it sounds horrible. Huh. And, yeah, so they sound fucking horrible. And I made it to, like, I don't know, 30 seconds of it, you know, because I think his name's John. I apologize if that's not your name, but the guy from Brand X.
Yeah.
He has a passion for podcasting, yeah. I think. So, and he reaches out to people and tries helping them just like he did with us, sure, and all that. But I think it got so bad that he got blocked from whatever the name of this fucking show is. But so anyway, I tried listening to it and it's fucking horrible. And I guess I just, maybe everybody that wants to do a podcast should go listen to them so you know how not to do it.
So the way I look at it and the way I think about everything is that if somebody else offers me advice, chances are really good that they're not giving me that advice just to be an asshole. Because if they want to be an asshole, there's way better ways to be an asshole than to give me advice that would help me
out. Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully this microphone that I'm using now is making a little bit of difference. I was using some shitty, cheap $3 microphone before.
Yeah.
And I think you were having to, what the fuck is it?
I was having use like a noise reduction compression. It made it sound bad.
It's the name of the show was the Tom and Steve show.
Oh, that's so fucking dumb.
But yeah, it's so you know what? You can go on there and pull a clip of their show. Just put like the first 10 seconds of the newest show in there and drop it in right here.
Uh-huh.
Tom and Steve show, buddy. Oh my God. Do you know who we have on the show today? Of course you know who we have on the show today. You got him on the show.
This is going to be epic.
Well, we hope.
Yeah.
We hope. I mean, the guy is a trained guy that knows how to talk.
Yeah.
So do you know who we're talking about, kiddies? We're talking about the one, the only, redacted tonight,
Lee Camp, baby. We got him on the show.
We got him on the show. He's actually listened to our show.
Loves it.
All right, so you heard how fucking shitty that was.
Exactly. Wow.
But anyway.
So anytime, if you've got a podcast, this is just friendly advice, don't name your podcast Tom and Steve or Bob and Joe or just your two names. Think of something clever or think of something not clever but not your names. I don't want to listen to a show with just your name.
And I don't know which clip you're going to play there, but they're like super corny, high energy morning show. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dick and Ball Show or whatever it was.
Did you say Chicken Ball Show?
I said Dick and Balls, but Chicken Balls is funny.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
Well, I think we might find ourselves in the middle of a podcast war if that's such a thing.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'm going right back to it. I want to be the guy laying on the ground with the rifle in his hands, ready to crawl across the army men.
And I'll be standing behind you with the radio.
Yep. Oh, fuck.
10-6-9-er. We got the Dick and Ball Show in our sights.
Oh, my God. So we had talked last week about getting you waterboarded. So did you get anywhere with that? Did you find out how to get you waterboarded or?
I actually did some practicing. I let your mom sit on my face.
All right. Okay.
I'm good to go now. I
you can be waterboard now. It.
Yeah, because she's sloppier than shit.
Oh my god.
I'm just kidding, Anthony's mom. You're not that sloppy.
You know you can call her by her name. Just when you have a conversation with somebody, you know Anthony's mom.
Well,
so
I guess I've never asked her name.
So no progress on getting you waterboarded. Was that an empty promise that you're making me?
I'm not going to set up my own fucking
why not
torture.
I want that was the goal is to get you to set it up. I need you to waterboard me.
And I thought we agreed to me getting waterbedded.
What? You getting waterbedded? Don't you get waterbedded every night? So, do you have a waterbed?
Fuck no. What is this, the 80s?
So,
do I have a waterbed?
Why in my head, I feel like waterbeds are synonymous with white trash. I don't know why that is. I just think of a trashy guy, man.
And I like that you assume that I would still have one.
Well, like I said, I mean, I had to ask before I threw that out there. You got a waterbed in your trailer, Doug?
Do you know anybody that still has a waterbed?
No. Nope, I do not.
So...
Do they even sell them still?
What do you think the chances are that Tasha Hand has a waterbed?
the way our luck goes, I'm sure she does. That's just the way. It seems to be that way, no matter what. Oh, my God. If you have a waterbed, call and leave us a message on our number. What was it? 867-5309?
You know what? I don't even know what I think. 508-9-RIGHT-9, I think.
508-9-RIGHT-9. Okay.
You want to call and leave us a voicemail right
I'm
now?
I'm thinking about it. We'll call and record the show on our own answering machine. Oh my god.
So I was you know, I get all my news from Facebook.
Yes, fake news. Go ahead.
And I came across this article, and the title struck me.
Okay.
I don't really know where we're going to go with this, but...
Probably straight to hell, but...
So, the headline is, A Lynching on the University of Maryland Campus. Richard Collins III was killed Saturday night because of the color of his skin. And it goes on to say, I'll just read the first paragraph, I guess. Okay. Richard Collins III was about to graduate from Bowie State University on Tuesday. He was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army. He was airborne certified. He was a son, a friend, and active in his church. To Sean Urbanansky, a University of Maryland student, he was black. At around 3 a.m. on Saturday, May 20th, Collins waited for an Uber ride along with two friends who were students at UMD at an on-campus bus stop. Urbanansky walked up to them and, according to witnesses, said, step left if you know what's best for you. Collins simply replied, no. He stood his ground. Urbanansky then stabbed him in the chest and fled the scene. Collins died at the hospital. Make no mistake about it, this was a lynching. All right.
So, does the article go on to explain how that was a lynching?
I guess I keep reading. I just didn't.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. You can paraphrase.
Well, I can't. Make no mistake about it. This was a lynching. A lynching committed by a UMD student. A lynching 10 minutes from my damn house. Urbanansky, as has been widely reported, is a member of a racist Facebook group called Alt-Right Nation. But that's also not all he is. And then it goes on to talk about him. That's it. I mean, that's... So the reason why I bring that up is is, so I have no doubt that this guy was, I guess I don't even know, I can't say I have no doubt he was racist, just because this article says that he was a member of, I mean,
so when,
if you go by the groups that you're a member of on Facebook to define your, you, who you are, then I'm fucked.
Yeah. that's kind of another thing is that, you know, anybody can tie you to any group, you know. Well, this guy walked by a racist one time, so he's part of that group. You know, I mean, I don't know. Not that I'm defending the guy, obviously, but it just, you got to be careful.
No, so I think it's indefensible of walking by and stabbing somebody.
Of course.
But my problem is that if a white guy stabs a black guy, or a black guy stabs a white guy, or a Mexican stabs a Native American, whatever it is, it's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Or in this case, I mean, they're using... They're using words that I feel is trying to divide the nation even more than what it's already divided, to perpetuate the bullshit that's exactly going on. And that's what bothers me.
So it's another case, in my opinion, it's another case of people who are not of a certain means, you know, they're not rich, they're not anything, they're fighting the war for the people that are in charge, you know, basically. It's what these people want. They want a divided country, and all these people that are perpetuating this shit are doing it for them, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know why I brought that up, because it's not funny. It just pisses me off.
Racial issues now are just irritating to me anymore.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, that's good. Let's move on to something else. Let's make rape jokes or something. Come on.
All right, so I got some. So we're doing this a little different than normal. Normally we record on Sunday at about 7 o'clock. It wasn't going to work out this week, so I had asked Anthony if we could record early, which is now it's Friday night. So this will be about a week old before anybody hears this shit, but there you go.
There you go.
the Ariana Grande
thing
that just happened, two nights ago? And it leads me to, as I said, I get all my information off of Facebook and Twitter. So... there's a couple tweets that I saved just to read them and hopefully spark a conversation.
All right.
So the first one is from at Jen Mayers, I guess. It says, this is after the explosion. God is speaking to her for being promiscuous and promoting homosexuals. When he speaks, you must listen. Hashtag Ariana Grande. And then her next tweet was, my weekly night walk has proven one thing. I am one with God. And the response to that was, no, you're not. He thinks you're a cunt.
Yeah. That is awesome. Whoever that person is, I like them.
At Wings Over Scotland. But so what's funny is her initial comment had 17 likes.
Yeah.
And his comment that says, you know, no, you're not, he thinks you're a cunt, had 7,818 likes.
Yeah. That is fucking great. You're a cunt. Nope.
So I got another one here. And this is kind of what bothered me. All right. So Ariana Grande posted a tweet after it happened. And it just says, broken. From the bottom of my heart, I am so, so sorry. I don't have words. And I truly believe that that was probably... I believe that was heartfelt from her.
Okay.
But she was immediately inundated with a bunch of replies. And I mean, I just went down this rabbit hole and I couldn't help myself. and it's just one after another of, keep your head up. Life can get us down, but we can't let it tear us apart. sending my love and prayers to you and everyone affected by this horrible tragedy. I am absolutely speechless and heartbroken.
Yeah.
And so this is somebody writing to Ariana Grande.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, love, you've got no reason to apologize. It makes me sick. I mean, I don't know why that does, but there's nothing you should say sorry about. No one knew what would happen. We should not live in fear. This has to end. And then see, I didn't put these in fucking order, God damn it.
That would have made sense.
All right, so you don't need to have any words right now, Ariana. I can't imagine how you are feeling, and I am so sorry to anyone that is affected by this.
Yeah.
The next comment down is, it is her fault. That's what she gets for making shitty music. So
that's funny.
Well, then somebody replied back to him and said, karma is coming for you, my man. That's all I will say. And he had a reply of, shut up, faggot.
Shut up, faggot. That's the best comeback.
So, do you remember we had a conversation, I think it was on the air actually, about, you know, you said Twitter's stupid and, or Twitter's retarded and that's how you're going to use it or whatever. Yep. You also followed it up by saying you don't know how to use Twitter. Yep. I'm telling you, this shit is on here constantly. Like, I follow Trump only because of that. Anytime that Trump posts something, you know, I get a notification. I follow 4 people.
Uh-huh.
I follow Trump. I follow Artie Lang. Uh-huh. I follow Brand X Podcast. And I follow Conspiring to Argue.
Okay.
So anytime that those 4 post, I get a notification.
Okay.
And as soon as Trump posts, I get on there as soon as I can, like within 15 seconds. And there's already thousands of replies that are all like this.
Oh, my God.
It's great reading, man.
That's fun,
but
man.
So that's the reason why I brought this up was talking about, is there anything that you think you shouldn't make fun of?
Oh, no, for sure not.
All right. So this particular case, you know, the majority of people attacked this guy that said it is her fault. That's what she gets for making shitty music.
Yeah. It's obviously a joke.
Right, but is there such a thing as being too soon to joke about something?
No.
Like, I mean, like, at this point, they still hadn't even accounted for all the missing kids.
No. It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of, I don't care. Just say whatever you want to say. I mean, if obviously, in my opinion, if people are thinking it, you should be able to say it. You should be able to say whatever comes through your head. And we shouldn't just say, no, we can't say that. No, you're thinking it, but you can't say it.
But you don't think there's such a thing as good taste?
Well, of course there's good taste, but you eat.
Right. So if you know, in this same thread, there's people posting pictures of their kids that are missing, that aren't accounted for yet.
Yeah.
At this concert.
Yeah. And
is that the right time to be joking about?
No. I mean, probably not, but is it worth expending effort to refute this guy that made a stupid, stupid joke? No. Just move on with your life.
So I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm asking, is it ever too soon to make a joke? I mean, so like 9/11 seems to be safe now. You hear comedians refer to
seems
it
to be safe.
In a joking manner. Huh?
I think 9/11 jokes were fine the day after 9/11. I don't know.
So you're telling me that you would have gotten on a podcast on September 12th and made jokes?
I don't think
you would have. I think if you tell me that you would have, I think you'd be fucking lying.
So you're probably right because I don't have the balls. But that doesn't mean
Well, that's what I mean.
That doesn't mean I don't think it should be done. I mean, if you want to do it, you know, if you got the balls. But 9/11 didn't affect me the same way it seemed to affect everybody else.
You didn't fall victim to the propaganda?
Not even for 2 seconds.
All right. So I guess if you don't have anything else to add for that.
I think that we should be able to say what we want to say, make fun of what we want to make fun of. And if you don't, it comes down to if you don't like what somebody says, if somebody making fun of something, you can move away. You can just move on with your life. And, you know, okay, that person's an idiot. I'm going to move on with my life now. But
yeah, I agree with you. I'm not disputing anything at all. I think that everything is fair game. Everything.
Yes.
And that's a problem to some people. And
yeah,
I understand that. But what I'm saying is I just wanted your opinion on it. I know that you and I joke privately about some things that probably shouldn't be joked about in most people's eyes. But if we find comedy in it or if one of us can make the other one laugh, then I say fucking go for it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Yep. That about sums it all up.
All right. So last week we talked about vac beds.
Yes, we did.
And it kind of sparked something. As much as we decided when we started doing this show that we weren't going to do a morning show style podcast, we now have segments. Yeah. We have a theme song. The only thing we're fucking missing is commercials.
Yeah, and the fucking funny noises.
Didn't you do one once? Boing, boing, boing.
Boing. I'm going to have to pre-record that and put it in there. Boing.
So anyway, one of the segments that we started talking about was fetishes, and this week's we're going to introduce you to the world of Gokin.
I hope that's how you pronounce it. I wasn't sure how to pronounce it, but
I've got the pronunciation right here.
Oh, okay, cool.
I do all the required research to make this show stand on its own.
Uh-huh.
So you want me to read the definition or you want to?
You can read the definition. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't even know this. I just learned something. I read the second paragraph and it's going to make you giggle.
All right.
Gokin is a Japanese term for sexual activity in which a person consumes the semen of one or more men, usually from some kind of container. Commonly used containers include cups, large beakers, bowls, baking pans, and wine or cocktail glasses. The vast majority of these scenarios involve the semen of multiple men. Pornographic films with Gokin scenes have had up to 200 men. 200 men participating. All right.
So what you're about to read is what I was going to tell you earlier that I thought was fucking hilarious. I already know what you're going to read.
Yep. Gokin can refer to the sexual act of swallowing semen after performing fellatio or participating in a bukkake. The word gokin is
onomatopoeic
and translates roughly as the English word gulp, the sound made by swallowing.
So let me ask you a question before we move forward on this. Have you ever seen a video of this? What?
I have, yes.
Okay. Now, when you watched this video, did you masturbate?
No.
Okay.
So I watched the video, but it was because somebody showed it to me, so that's why I didn't masturbate.
Because somebody else was there?
Yeah, it's weird to masturbate in front of my grandma.
Hey, grandson, look at this. Look at this Japanese girl. Oh, my God.
I was so eager to get that punchline out, I mumbled up all the fucking words. Yeah, so I think we, I don't know what we're going to talk about after this, but.
So my plan was, what I wanted to talk about was I wanted to try to get 200 of our listeners together.
All right, 200. So I'll do the vac bed, you do this.
Wait, how did it happen that I got the short end of the stick here? So I need to get 200 of our male listeners and one of our female listeners. if we can make that happen, we're going to start a Who's Right porno line.
What do you suppose the average amount of ejaculate is for a person?
Like 2 tablespoons?
Apparently, I need to drink more water.
Oh, my God.
So what I was going to say is, okay, so it's 2 tablespoons, according to Mr. Masculine, times 200 men, so that's 400 tablespoons.
How many gallons is that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out is, so we could simulate this with like curdled milk.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to get waterboarded instead. I want to do this.
Would you have a problem if I take 200 tablespoons of curdled milk and just kind of like flip it all over your chest?
Nope.
All over your face, neck, and chest.
As long as I can keep my mouth closed, we're all right.
All right.
And as long as you don't make me look at you.
It looks like it's about 3/4 gallon.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of baby batter.
That's a lot. So I saw a movie one time that maybe goes along with this, but shows that you can take these fetishes in a million different directions, right? So, you know, when you go snorkeling, you get them big snorkels.
Yeah.
So they did the same thing, but they put like a big cup on top of the snorkel and they filled the whole fucking snorkel. So this girl's wearing a snorkel and there's like 300 guys. Snorkels don't really turn me on. I don't understand how do you get off with the girls wearing a snorkel.
So I'm trying to think of a joke here that would have to do with snorkeling equals water equals swimming equals Navy equals semen. I don't know how to get from A to B.
I think you just did. I think you just called all of our servicemen and women gay.
Well, if okay.
Okay. Oh, I would have to say this is probably one of my favorite fetishes.
Really?
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
But so fetishes are supposed to turn you on, though, not like a sideshow.
I know what I said.
You like anything that's demeaning to anybody else in the human race.
How is this demeaning? What?
Oh, yeah, another lynching video. I like it. Oh. What do you mean, how is it demeaning?
Demeaning because there's other guys around, you mean?
Oh,
demeaning to all the guys?
How many of these videos have you watched?
All of them? They don't make many of these videos with white women. They're almost all Japanese, right? And I don't like... I'm not attracted to Japanese women. I like white women.
That's so not I'd what you were going to say.
So I've probably seen the vast majority of these that were made with white women.
Hey, so I guess I kind of forgot that we have the capability or the forum for this. We somehow gained a listenership in Japan.
Awesome.
So please, if somebody in Japan is listening to this episode,
yeah,
and you have drank a gallon of cum, please call the voicemail.
even if it's a half gallon, you can still call.
So I assume that voicemail would sound something like,
oh my God.
All right. Well, that was fun. I hope you guys out there are learning something from this.
Yeah, I'm a pervert. You can learn that.
You ever should we talk about any more fetishes or move on?
Well, you
I was going to ask you if you've ever watched any of the videos of people puking in each other's mouths.
I have.
Now, I think I've seen a couple of them, and they always make me gag, like I'm picking up warm dog poop.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Huh.
The same with the, what are these called? Gulkin?
Yeah.
Or the gulp videos.
The gulp videos.
So if you got anybody listening to this on your way to 7-Eleven, make sure you get yourself a big gulp.
Get yourself a big gulp. Yeah. Damn it, I wish I would have thought of that.
But yeah, so, they don't do anything for me as far as like arousal at all. They do you? Huh.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. If there's chicks involved and they're not pooping or peeing, then I'm in.
Huh.
Pretty much anything, as long as it's not poop or pee, I'm good.
So the girls puking in each other's mouths, that turns you on?
I wouldn't say it's one of my favorite things, but I mean...
That's not what I asked. I think we're getting somewhere that I need to go.
I think we're getting somewhere. No, I mean, if I'm already, like, you know, ready to go and I see that, it'd be all right. But I mean, if it's not like, you know, first thing I'm going to pop on, you know what I mean? It's
Have you ever finished to somebody puking? Whether it's in somebody else's mouth or not, just puking.
No, I don't think, no. Huh. I never watched that many of those, so no. I mean, no.
If it's not a definitive no, you've got something wrong with you.
I just said no.
No, you had to think about it. You had to kick it around. Know what? No.
Do you know how many times I've masturbated today?
So I would be willing to bet that if this was golf, you have a lower stroke count than I do. But I can tell you definitively I've never finished while watching somebody puke.
Huh. You don't know what you're missing. I mean, neither have I. I said no, so.
I have never watched somebody puke with my cock in my hand. How's that? Can you say that?
No, I can't
let's
say
play,
that.
Let's play a game of I've never.
I can't say that.
All right, I think we should move on.
Yeah, all right.
I think you're going to become unemployable.
I'm already unemployable.
There's the puke fucker.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know, if I'm lying to I might as well just be lying to myself about it. I mean, what fucking difference does it make? It's my cock.
Sometimes don't judge me. All right, now I think we'll transition that to everybody's favorite part. I think.
yep. Yeah.
The missed connections. So, how many more of these do you think we have to do before we have to quit explaining what they are?
I think you don't even have to explain what they are now. You know what they are? They're missed connections.
Could you explain that?
Somebody missed their connection.
Ah, you cleared that up. So these are pulled off of Craigslist. I'm going to read these two word for word. What it is somebody ran into somebody else. They had the hots for them, didn't have the balls to say anything at the time, and now they put an anonymous ad up on Craigslist to try to hopefully, I guess, have lightning strike twice and have the person read it and get in connection with them. All right. So here's the Oh, that one's bad. All right.
That one's bad.
Oh, so the first one's eh, and then the second one's just, I'll think it's creepy. You'll probably end up finishing before it's over. I'm done reading.
Is anybody going to puke? Or?
All right, so first one. I first saw you in the bleachers with your girlfriend. I know she is your girlfriend because you kissed her a bunch of times and then had your finger in the back of her jeans. I doubt she's your sister. You were wearing jeans and a Cub shirt and a cap. I lost sight of you when the crowd stood up to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I decided to go take a leak and ended up next to you at the trough. Damn, man. Your girlfriend slash sister is one lucky bitch.
What?
You shook it so many times you started to get a chubby. That is one thick piece of pipe, I mouthed, and you motioned with your eyes to move to a stall. I freaked out and left to go get a hot dog and a beer instead. If you recall this moment, hit me up. I was wearing shorts with a Cubs jersey. I want your wiener in my buns.
Awesome.
All right, now here's the creepy one.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm just going to jump right into it. I had sex with my uncle when I was younger. Then he just stopped. What? I wish he wouldn't have. Let me finish. I wish he wouldn't have. I want someone to come be my uncle or role play as my dad. Ooh. My brother was the first guy I fucked. It's been years, but I wish someone in my family would fuck me. If you're into the same thing, respond, then we'll talk. I'm good looking, no worries. But we'll send pictures with response.
Wait, is that male for male?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that makes it grosser. I don't know why. Ugh. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's somebody that's damaged and needs some help. It should be male for psychiatrist.
Yeah. Yowzers, that's horrible. Make a joke or something, because that's gross.
We'll just end on that. See you later, everybody.
That's the end of the show.
You can cut that one out if you want.
Nope.
Well, it's not funny. It just struck me as disgusting. Something that needed to be shared.
Oh, yeah. Well, what if that guy needs to meet his uncle or something?
Oh, that's gross, but you'll drink 2.5 gallons of cum and jerk off at the same time.
Yeah, I don't understand the problem here. I like to keep it in the coffee pot so it stays at a nice warm temperature.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was like that shit you used to send me to 4chan.
Yeah.
There was always somebody on there like once a month that would jerk off into a cup like over the course of a week or two and store it up.
Yeah.
And then take pictures as it withered away.
Yeah, that's disgusting. So I saw...
That's gross?
Yeah, that's gross.
I can't figure out where your line is.
It's because it's not straight. That was a Freudian slip,
are you
right?
Are you gender fluid?
I got some gender fluid on me. Does that count?
On you, in you, on, everywhere.
Yeah, whatever. So if... I'm pretty sure that if people knew my history of the things that I've watched and masturbated to, nobody would ever talk to me ever again.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I sure in the fuck ain't going to shake your hand anymore.
All right.
Yeah, you are an encyclopedia of porn. That is for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I know when I first met you, you come walking into work with this big-ass lunchbox, and there was no food in it. It was all DVDs.
Oh, you remember that, huh?
You had your own little fucking choice video going on.
That's right.
Renting it out.
Yep. That was the good
I think you tried. I think it was like the first week that we met that you started talking about porn and, but talking to you about porn isn't like you're talking. It's not like you're creepy or anything about it. You start talking about the lighting and the directors. You are a connoisseur.
Yep. It's not. There's nothing creepy about it. I mean, what's creepy about it?
I just said there was nothing creepy about it.
Oh, okay. I mean, like, in general, it shouldn't be creepy. It shouldn't be something that's, like, I don't know, viewed negatively or whatever. If you want to watch somebody...
Well, I don't know. What when you're watching somebody throw up into somebody else's mouth...
Yeah.
And you're debating if that's going to be what you're going to finish to or not...
Yeah.
You have... There's... It's creepy. It's more than creepy. There's something... It's... Fucked. You're fucked. Well, that's all I can say.
I can't argue with that. I never argued with that. never once did I argue with that.
What's the most fucked up thing you've ever finished to?
Well, if you ask me, none of it's fucked up.
What would... I'm not going to say that. That'll leave me wide open for a joke. So I'll play the whole story out just so I was going to ask you what is the most fucked up thing that I would find fucked up that you finished to, and then your immediate response should have been missionary sex with a girl.
That's pretty funny.
So what's the most something that a normal person you know when you're watching something that. Like, if your wife walked in on you and you were jerking off to a girl giving a guy head.
Yeah.
You know, she's just going to look at you and, like, probably shake her head and walk out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if she walks in and you're watching a guy puke into a pit bull's mouth and a girl's tongue punching the dog's fart box...
So
then your wife's probably going to do more than just shake her head.
So there's, I mean, I got no interest in anything with animals. First of all, let's move it back a little bit. Animals are fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Okay.
So no animals.
See, that's a surprise. I would have assumed that you like watching big horse cock.
Nope. No animals. No poop. Poop is gross. Pee is gross. I think that might be it. Those are the only lines, right?
You've never peed on your wife or anything?
No, that's gross.
Not even like in the shower?
No, that's gross. I don't
like not sexually, just because you just didn't want to like move.
No. No.
Yeah, me neither, because that would be weird.
Yeah. So, semen is related to sex, right? Poop and pee are not related to sex in any way, shape, or form. I don't like leather. I don't like...
No, so that's not fair to say.
What?
That what you just said. Because I think that's what a fetish is, isn't it? Isn't it? Something that relates to sex to that person, it turns them on and relates to sex. I mean, people that are into bondage.
Yeah, I'm not into bondage either. Bondage is, I don't like that at all.
But people that are getting whipped, to them, it arouses them.
Yeah.
That has to do with sex in their minds. Yeah. I mean, that's why it's a fetish.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I guess. When I...
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't like bondage whatsoever. I don't like that at all. Not much else, I suppose.
So, semen in any form turns you on.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What are you doing later?
not in a gay way. I don't know how else to clarify that.
Yeah. Semen turns me on. No homo.
Damn it, I wish I would have thought of that. Fuck. You're coming up with all the good ones. This show is coming off, making me come off like I'm some kind of pervert.
Nope, nope. You're doing that all on your own.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'll be honest with you. I truly do appreciate it. It's like you said, there's no point in doing this if you're not going to be honest.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm not. Not really.
You know, if you go back and listen to some of the stories that I've told on myself on earlier episodes, I mean.
Yeah, I'm not. It's therapeutic. Though. I mean, I don't. Yeah. You like what you like.
You have no reason to be. You have no reason to be embarrassed. Just keep sharing.
You're a funny guy. If I thought that there was any chance that anybody could look at me as any lesser of a person, I wouldn't be telling you. But I don't think there's a way that could happen. I know how people view me. I'm not stupid.
I just realized something. So, Peter Norica,
uh-huh.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
He sent out a tweet earlier to yesterday. Uh-huh. Yesterday. And, no, he put it on his Facebook. He said, "You need to listen to these guys. They are freaking funny."
Freaking?
Why that just dawned on me is that I don't think that he cares to cuss too much.
Really?
And he is sandwiched between a full hour of you talking about cum.
Oh, my God. Do you think that anybody is really interested in hearing this?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh,
absolutely. Especially if you know me, right? Does it?
Oh, I do want to say, I know we have a new listener. I don't want to say her by name, but I know Anthony's sister's now listening.
Oh, fuck. I kind of forgot about that. Oh, Jesus Christ. So
the next family reunion is going to be really interesting.
I've never seen any pornography and missionary position with the lights off. That's it. You just took the whole, that's it. Show's over. God, fucking killing me.
I'm sure she won't listen to this one. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Right. So realistically, what's the point in watching porno if you're going to watch porno that like is just normal? I don't understand.
No,
I'm being serious.
You watch. I know. And you watch the type of porn that turns you on.
Yeah.
Right. And you happen to be turned on by things that the majority of people probably, I assume, aren't. I guess I don't know that. I've only asked. I know that doesn't turn me on. What is it? Gokin? Is that right?
Yeah.
I know Gokin doesn't turn me on.
Okay. So, you know, I was just, that's not like something that I guess like my go-to. That was kind of a joke. It wasn't like.
No. What I was going to say is, like, for me, there's nothing sexual about it. It does nothing for me.
Sure.
For you, it's probably elevated a little bit to where it's not, like you said, it's not your go-to.
Yeah.
But if it was to come on the TV at Buffalo Wild Wings, you wouldn't ask them to turn the channel.
Nope, I sure wouldn't. Oh, that's funny.
No, everybody's got their own hang-ups, I think.
I guess.
I don't even know if it's a hang-up. It's just, you know, if nobody's getting hurt, what does it fucking matter?
Yeah.
You know, you're not watching anyway, yeah, if nobody's getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Everybody's consensual sex, I mean, or sex type thing.
All right, so if you're having a conversation with somebody,
uh-huh,
and they tell you they enjoy scat videos,
uh-huh,
you know, poop, do you think, well, fucking weirdo?
Yes. Mainly because if you enjoy scat videos, chances are really, really good that you're not going to say, yeah, I like scat videos. It doesn't work that way. People aren't open about what they like. You're never going to get, not very often, are you going to get somebody that says, I like this if it's something weird. You know what I mean?
No, so I agree with you 100%, but what I when I asked you that, it's because when you know, to me that whole Gokin thing is a novelty. It's something that you show, it's a video you show your friends, you know. And to you it's pornography. I mean it's something that's you're file it away in the spank bank and you may pull it out, you may not, but
sure,
it's an option.
Sure.
Yeah, and they wouldn't make them videos if there wasn't a group of people to make them for.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. It seems like I don't know when it was. I can't tell you a year or whatever, but it was like anal sex like exploded in pornography all of a sudden, and every single movie was anal sex movie. It was weird.
Dude, just I've had that before.
What?
Anal sex that and it exploded.
You like that? That's funny.
I got poop on my dick. That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
Okay.
I picked it up. I was just gonna kind of, you know, let it sit.
That wasn't too corny, was it?
No. Yeah, I don't know. You tell me.
Anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. It was just like, it used to be porn was just regular, you know, and then they started butt fucking everybody.
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know. They started butt fucking everybody. That's the name of this episode.
They started butt fucking everybody. Butt fucking everybody up in here.
I was just going to say that, up in her.
Oh, shit.
So normally I don't come up with the title to the show until I do my last listen before I publish, but I already know that that's what this is going to be called.
Can you put that up there?
We'll find out.
Nobody will listen. The people are going to look at that and be like, what the fuck is going on here?
So you know what's funny is the looking for that Craigslist shit. So I was at my daughter's softball game, and the game hadn't started yet or whatever, and I'm sitting there at a picnic table, and I'm like, well, fuck, I got a couple minutes, I'm gonna see if I can find a couple of these to use on the show. So I'm sitting there swiping around on Craigslist, and you know, most of them things are male for male. and a lot of them have pictures, you know, and it's like in my mind, I was just like, okay, I'm doing research for the show, you know, not really giving it any mind. And somebody starts talking to me, you know, and they're standing over my shoulder talking to me, and I'm thumbing through this, and it's just like cock, cock, cock.
Oh, that's fucking great.
All right, so
you know, it's time for you to share some of your fetish stories. Now that this episode made me look like a creep.
Yeah, we can get into it if we ever come across one that if we ever come across one that
come across your mom's face.
Yeah. So don't try to turn this episode around.
Yeah, it's too late for that.
I'm sure we'll hit on one that strikes a fancy with me. I'll be more than happy to share. Drinking a bucket of cum, isn't it?
Huh. Well, if that's not it, I don't know what is. I don't know where to go from here.
I wonder if you could. I think I just came up with a new fetish.
All right.
So what if you were to take that and freeze it, and then girls could lick it like it's ice cream?
It's been
what
done.
Would that do for you?
It's been done. Seen it. There ain't much that I haven't seen.
Are you a fan of shrimping?
No, I don't know what that is, I guess.
When you ejaculate into a butt and then suck it out with a straw.
Like, I would suck it out?
Yeah.
No, that's fucking horribly, horribly disgusting.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting. You have such a fucked up line. You just told me that anything with semen turns you on.
Yeah, and I also said no homo. Oh, wait, you said that.
All right, so a girl drinking a cup of cum, yeah. Cup of cum.
Yeah.
Cup of jizz. Turned you on.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
What if it's a guy doing it?
No, that's fucking horribly, makes me want to throw up.
I think you're overcompensating for something. I think somebody said something to you. One of the listeners said something about that you're trying to cover up your gayness.
Uh-huh.
I think you just did that again.
I did?
Yeah. Oh, that makes me want to throw up. That's so gross. The gays.
The gays. Oh, shit. I'm not gay.
I could sit here and I could keep this conversation going for another hour just trying to get inside your mind, man.
Yeah, you'll never make it, though. You'll never make it out alive. because you'd never understand. You don't get it. You're looking for clear-cut answers, and they're not there. Nothing is clear-cut.
Well, no, I was just... A big part of your life, more than most, revolves around sex or pornography.
Sure.
Or both, not, or whatever.
So, in the past probably 2 years or so, it's less and less. You know what I'm saying? It's not anymore. But up until probably 2 years ago, it was. You know what I mean?
Why do you suppose that is?
Over the past 2 years, you mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. I'm not a psychologist.
It's been the same for me, but it's. I just assumed it was because I was losing my sex drive a little bit, or...
I don't know.
I mean, I still have a really good relationship with my wife, so it's not like I use it in place of anything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, years past, fuck, I would have a collection of porn somewhere, whether it would be on a hard drive or my phone or whatever it was.
Yeah, same.
Now I don't.
But yeah, exactly. Now I don't. I mean, I don't know. The idea, I still like the idea of it. I don't know. But I always have, so. Huh.
All right. So way back when, about 50 minutes ago, I wanted to talk about Conspiracy to Argue.
All right.
They want us to do a show with them.
Okay.
Well, what do you think?
I'm in.
I don't know how. I mean, I don't know what we would talk about. You know, they want to talk about, you know, I think their latest show was about Princess Diana,
yep.
If I remember right.
Yeah.
And we spent an hour talking about buckets of cum.
Our shows couldn't be more alike.
And that's another couple of guys. They're, you know, I've had some interactions with them as of you. They're very nice.
Uh-huh.
They don't like to cuss.
I don't understand that.
And there's a good chance that if we go to their house to record, we'll shit on their walls.
Oh, my God.
So I have a feeling that once this gets out there, whatever them turds were, Bob and Tom or
yep.
Ren and Stimpy. I don't remember what their fucking names were.
I think it was Ham and Pickle.
Neil and Bob.
Yeah, it was Neil and Bob.
They're gonna start pulling clips of you and your cum fetish.
Yeah, awesome.
I like how I've slowly morphed. All you said was you find those types of videos possibly slightly arousing. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I've morphed that into you having a cum fetish.
Exactly. I love it. Oh. whatever you want to infer from anything that I said, have at her. I don't care.
You put that shit on like skin lotion.
Brush my teeth with it.
You have the whitest teeth I've ever come across.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you get a chance, listen to Conspiring to Argue.
All right.
Not you.
No, I won't. So, I mean, I will. So are we like officially going to get into a podcast war over?
I want to. I want to, just because these guys, they sound like dicks, man.
Really?
One of the things they do is they take lesser known podcasts and start berating them.
Really?
Yeah. And if they don't do that, I'm just going to say they do, just to make myself feel okay with attacking them first.
But so why aren't we doing that? Except for with well-known podcasts.
So fuck you, Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
You and your fucking well-educated mind and your nice radio voice.
And your decent guests, you fucker.
You're a good guest.
Yeah.
And while we're at it, fuck you, Kevin Smith. The whole reason, I can safely say for me, the main driving force behind me talking into this microphone right now is Kevin Smith.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Fuck it. Every episode of Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, at the end of it, he spends 15 minutes saying, if you have anything on your mind, start a podcast. Even if nobody listens, you get it out there, and it makes you feel better.
So is anything that we have to say worth people listening to? I mean, we just spent, literally, we just spent an hour talking about a fetish that I don't even have.
Oh, no, you don't. That's fine. You don't have it. I'll play along.
Oh, yeah, play along. Oh, fuck.
Well, there's people out there that think it's worth listening to because that's what the feedback says.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't you think this goes along back to our conversation we had a month after we met each other about music? Remember how you said that most of the music made in the 90s should have never been made because it's horrible, horrible music?
Yeah, I feel the same way about every generation of music. Yeah.
And I said, if it makes one person happy, then they did what they wanted to do, and it served its purpose. Couldn't the same thing be said about this podcast? If there's one person out there, I'm serious, if there's one person out there that this brightens their day a little bit, they put it on, they get a couple laughs, then we did what we wanted to do, right?
As long as they're laughing with me, not at me. Or was it at me, not with me?
No, it don't matter. They're laughing.
Yeah.
Come boy.
You can laugh at me. It's cool. Yep.
All right. Well. Oh yeah. So we need to get this fucking shit recorded that we were talking about doing. We were gonna do an outro with follow us on iTunes and everything. Usually, because by the end of the show, we both kind of just want to get off the microphones.
Yeah.
You know, and we end up forgetting all the shit that we should put at the end of the podcast. If you listen to every other podcast out there, they promote themselves from within. And we do the opposite. We generally don't even say the name of our show.
If by generally, you mean we haven't said the name of our show since like the third episode or whatever. Oh, yeah. I think we've changed the name of our show every week, right? Unofficially. I think we should change our web address to change our hosting every week. Oh, fuck.
I think, can you still get a MySpace page? Let's just only be on MySpace.
Yes. I don't know. Let me ask Jeeves if MySpace is still around.
I was going to say, the only way you can get there is if you go to Ask Jeeves.
Yep.
Nobody has any idea what the fuck we're talking about.
I'm okay with that because I think it's funny.
There was a search engine years back. before Google took over, and it was called Ask Jeeves.
He was the internet butler.
And it just so happened that it. I think Anthony's the only other person that used it besides me.
Oh, man.
All right, so go to Ask Jeeves, and you can find us on MySpace.
Yep, rate us 5 stars on MySpace. Give us 3 stars on Ask Jeeves or whatever. When you sign into your Yahoo account, does that still exist?
You can find us on AOL.
Yeah.
All right, so follow us on iTunes. Leave a review that says we don't suck. Give us at least 3 stars, maybe, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give us 5 stars.
No, God, no. You kidding me? This show was disgusting.
Facebook. This show was fucking hysterical. What was I saying? Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. We're kicking around the idea of doing another live show, except a little more planned out than the piece of shit that was the last time. Oh, what else?
Shut up, faggot.
You know what? I'm gonna cut that and use that as the promotional clip.
Perfect.
Go buy Norica's music. I want him to go on a worldwide tour. So the last time I said what I wanted was him to write a theme song for us. And he wrote us and said that he would be more than happy to.
So now you're shooting for the moon, right?
Yeah, I want him to go on tour, and I want us to open for him.
Awesome. In Europe.
I figured you'd want to head straight to Japan.
Yeah, I heard you can buy used panties out of a vending machine in Japan. Did you ever hear that?
I didn't, but I was expecting you to say something along the lines of, yeah. So, yeah, Noriko, we'd be more than happy to go on tour with you. I will only make the stops in Japan, and do you know how much a gallon of semen goes for?
I'm looking to sell it on the black market. I got an extra gallon laying around.
And by sell it, I mean dump it all over me.
I'm going to get one of those crazy straws with all the loops in it. Stick it in my gallon jug. And
so you can watch all them swimmers go round and round, loop-de-loop?
Yep. Oh, shit. Why'd you have to remind me that my sister is listening to this? That fucked me all up.
All right. Well, lucky for me, nobody in my family will listen to this piece of shit, so.
Yeah. Lucky for you.
Oh, and if you're thinking about, if you're listening to this, because I applied for a job at your place of employment.
You're okay.
It's the other one. It's the other Doug.
Yeah. I think you're okay. It's me that came off bad, unemployable.
All right, so you're gonna play that song, right?
Yes.
And that is Win or Lose, yes. Peter Norica, yes. From the album Throw the Switch to Begin. Again, iTunes, Spotify, Napster, which is fucking still around. That blows my mind.
If you can get us on a torrent site, that'd be good too. I want somebody to torrent our show.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing, so I'm recording our conversation. Just one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size? WAV files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. A Microsoft deal.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.